This is God Energy with Carol Gass.
Thank you for tuning in to God Energy. I'm Carol Gass, along with Joel Berg from God Energy, and we're talking the future of solar technology. Joel, what else do you envision?
One of the things that I anticipate, and a lot of people are anticipating, is that with the adoption of solar technology, we're going to see more grid decentralization, which I think is a wonderful thing for lots of reasons. One is that it reduces the infrastructure that's required provincially or nationally for power distribution. If you can produce power in the community that's using the power, you're going to benefit in all kinds of ways, both in reliability, resilience, but also in those reduced transmission and infrastructure costs. And so you'll see that, I think, on a community scale, that more and more communities will be producing their own power in their communities. And then also individual homes, properties, buildings producing their power themselves. Like, again, my house, totally off grid. I produce all of my own power. That's just so much more viable than it was 5 years ago. And 5 years from now, it's going to be even more viable. And so I think more and more you're going to see people building new homes on new properties and not even potentially considering connecting to the grid, because why would I do that when I can affordably produce my own power on site and not have to do that? So I think on both the individual home scale, individual building scale, and then community scale, I think we're going to see a lot more decentralization.
I hope you can stay with us. I can tell by the look in his eye, he's got more ideas.
Country 97 FM.